Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Today in our first reading, we are continuing to go through 1 Samuel, and I want to read the second half of it. It says, the old proverb says, from the wicked comes forth wickedness, so I will take no action against you. Against whom are you on campaign, O King of Israel? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog or a single flea? The Lord will be the judge. He will decide between me and you. May he see this and take my part, and grant me justice beyond your reach. When David finished saying these things to Saul, Saul answered, is that your voice, my son David? And Saul wept aloud. Saul then said to David, you are in the right rather than I. You have treated me generously while I have done you harm. Great is the generosity you showed me today, when the Lord delivered me into your grasp, and you did not kill me. For if a man meets his enemy, does he send him away unharmed? May the Lord reward you generously for what you have done this day. And now I know that you shall surely be king, and that sovereignty over Israel shall come into your possession. So in this passage, we have Saul being, this mercy being given to Saul. Saul has done this damaging work, and David extends his mercy upon him. And David has every right, and it might even be a just, it might even be a good, in a sense, to punish Saul, to kill Saul. But we see this reigning reality of mercy happen, and how that affects not only David's relationship with God and bringing him to this higher level and this place of royalty within the kingdom of God in some sense, but it's a witness to and a gift and a grace to Saul, not in just freeing him and him not being killed, but in being able to rightly give glory where glory belongs. Now we turn and look at our feast today, the St. Agnes, right? Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Agnes, virgin martyr. And St. Agnes of Rome lived around 300 AD. She was a martyr. She was known for her incredible beauty, and her life was given as an early teenager, as 12 or 13, as a martyr, because so many wanted the glory that she held as she pursued the Lord. And these men would continue to seek after her, would seek to try to take her purity, would try to be in relationship with her, but she refused because she would claim that God has already loved her first. And she chooses her first love. Now again, in this, in St. Agnes, like many of these men in her life, it doesn't say much about how, like there are definitely like evil attempts at her purity. But no doubt there were good men that pursued her, and she chose the greater good. So I feel today as though we are being pointed to this reality of protecting the greater good, fighting for the greater good, which not only gives us a great proper place in heaven by choosing to love God first, but also can give witness and draw others in as well. Both St. Agnes and David in their situations had a choice, and they chose the love of God. But they're able to choose it because they were able to see the real threat of what comes from the lesser good. May we choose the greater good today. May we seek and long for the greater good today and be people who question our lives, and take times throughout our life to really reflect on what we're doing and if it really is the greater good. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of St. Ignace, virgin and martyr, the gift of her witness, of love and beauty and purity and passion for you. Lord, may we be given the grace of choosing you above all things, that we would be willing to lay our life down and all of the desires and passions of this world, that we would surrender those things to you and give witness to the glory of you in heaven. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.